Ladies and gherkins, day 65 of the Inner Winner Show. I'm Andy. How the fuck you all doing? You know, after 65 of these things, I'm still sometimes weirdly nervous to sit down and hit the record button. It's kind of like hitting on girls. Sometimes your nervousness randomly comes back for no reason at all, completely arbitrarily. I feel like that nervousness never fully goes away 100%, but after a while, you kind of stop giving a shit. And I think I'm at a point where I've accepted that I'm always going to be a little nervous and always going to feel a little weird recording these things. Some of these episodes are going to suck donkey dick. That's okay. I don't really care anymore. It's like an acceptance that I won't be perfect at this. And I can sit down, hit the record button, know that it's not always going to be perfect, and then just kind of get on with whatever I need to do next. At the start, I was massively stuck. Like, I would take probably like 5 hours to do one episode because I would re-record it. I would think too hard. I would try too hard to make it perfect. I would edit the shit out of it afterwards. You kind of have to embrace the fact that you suck, embrace the fact that you're going to fuck up sometimes, probably quite a lot, and then just push through that. Otherwise, you never get anything done. And that absolutely applies to hitting on girls. You absolutely have to embrace the fact that you're probably going to get rejected sometimes. You're going to do a shit job sometimes. You're going to humiliate yourself every now and then. It'll be rare, but it will happen sometimes. And you have to just kind of throw yourself in there and give it a go. Like, you're never going to be perfect. Your mission is not to be perfect. It's not to be smooth. It's not to do an amazing job. It's kind of just to shut your mouth and get on with the job. Just shut the fuck up and do what you need to do. You need to go and talk to girls, so shut the fuck up and go talk to girls. And one thing I really want to make it clear when you hit on girls is, if you're someone that hasn't had a lot of experience, maybe you're at the start and you're getting over your approach anxiety, you want to, you know, cold approach some girls, do a bit of day game, as the kids call it. It's going to blow your mind how nice the vast majority of girls are when you hit on them in person. Because guys' biggest fear is one of rejection, especially if they haven't hit on a lot of girls. Like, let's say you've hit on less than 100 girls, like you've barely gotten started. Guys build up this big fear of, like, what if she yells at me? Or what if she calls me a creep? Or what if she tells me to fuck off? But what you're going to find is 99.99% of girls are absolute fucking sweethearts. They don't want to hurt your feelings, especially when you've just come up to them and given them a compliment and had the fucking balls to hit on them. Especially if you look decent, you groom yourself well, you lose some weight so you're lean, you hit the gym, you've got some muscle, you dress well. If you look well above average, 99% of girls will be grateful to you because you hit on them, because it will feel like you have brightened their day. I mean, you literally just walked up and gave them a compliment, especially if you're reasonably polite when you do it. You know, you're a normal fucking functional human being. You're a normal guy. Most girls are fucking grateful for this shit. I've had girls, like, pat me on the shoulder, kind of patronizingly, and I called them out for it because it's fucking hilarious. But, like, their intention was good. They pat me on the shoulder and said, like, seriously, you have to keep doing this. This was really brave of you to do. I've had, like, 3 girls do that. Pat me on the shoulder and literally say, like, keep doing this. This is really brave of you. Keep going and hitting on more girls. You are going to find that most girls are really happy when you hit on them. A few will be ambivalent, as in they'll be busy, maybe they're having a bad day, maybe they seem like a little cold in the way that they're treating you. That's probably like the worst reaction that you will get 99% of the time. A girl who's kind of just cold, it's like she's just not interested. And that is completely cool. If she's just giving you one word answers, maybe she's not really enthusiastic. You can tell she kind of wants to leave or she wants you to leave. Like, cool, just be like, all right, see ya, it was cool chatting to you, bye. Like, it's not that big a deal. And most girls are going to be incredibly polite when they reject you, so to speak. They're usually going to say, I have a boyfriend, rather than like, go fuck yourself or something like that. Guys have these big fears around, it's like a fear of the unknown. I don't even think it's necessarily a specific fear. Guys just have this fear of rejection of like, what if something bad happens? But when you actually go up to a bunch of girls and talk to them, you're going to find that bad thing almost never happens because most girls don't want to hurt your feelings. And most girls' main prerogative is, I want to be polite and nice to everybody around me. That's kind of most girls' MO. They want to be nice to everyone around them. And most girls feel bad turning you down. I think the worst reactions I've ever got, I've had quite a few girls say like, I'm not cute or I'm not hot. That That's not true. That's like that's considered a bad reaction. Or some girls will kind of just ignore you and it's like, well, so what? She's just rude, or she's busy, or maybe she's just not interested, or maybe her boyfriend just broke up with her, or maybe she has mental issues or something. The point is, it is almost never your fault. As long as you look decent, you talk to girls politely, you hit on them, you tell them they're cute. You know, you're not walking up and being like, yo, you fucking sexy slut. I mean, you can do that if you want, but you're probably going to get a lot of negative reactions. As long as you're not doing that, you're doing like fairly casual, like, yo, you're hot, or like, yo, you're sexy, yo, you're cute, I'm Andy, what's up? You're not really going to get many negative reactions. I think the number of negative reactions I've ever had, ever, I could count on like one hand. It's probably like three girls ever have given me a genuinely bad reaction, as in like they will say, fuck off. I think I've only ever had that three times out of like 1,000 and something girls that I've hit on. I've had sex with 10 girls that I've walked up to like on the street and hit on. I've only had like three bad reactions, and that wasn't even a big deal. Yes, it made me feel shit for a little bit, for a couple of minutes, like maybe 3 minutes. You will find those negative feelings, like that humiliation or that like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. That feeling just disappears after 3 minutes. If you're really that embarrassed, leave. Like, obviously you should leave if a girl tells you to fuck off, but I mean like leave that area, like literally go for a walk and walk like for 5 minutes until you're completely out of that area. That will make you feel better, because you'll feel like I've left and nobody is like watching me, if you know what I mean. Like if you get blown out by a girl, which again, this is really fucking rare, but if a girl does give you a bad reaction, just fucking leave. And it's like, it's fine. There's no issue. Like nothing bad will happen. Literally nothing bad. No one else even sees what's happening. No one's watching you. I think guys have this fear of like, but what if everyone's watching me? And what if everyone sees that I'm getting rejected? It's like, I'm sorry, motherfucker. Next time you hit on a girl, have a look around you. Like literally as you're talking to her, just kind of pause for a bit and then look around you. Just take like 3 minutes. Take 3 seconds to look around you, and you'll see literally no one is looking at you. Like no one gives a fuck. No one knows that you just hit on her. It just looks like you're talking to a friend or something. It looks like you're talking to a girl that you already know. It doesn't look like you're hitting on a random girl. No one is fucking paying attention to you. So if the worst thing ever happens and a girl tells you to fuck off, no one's going to fucking know. It's only you and the girl that knows. And then you just leave the situation, walk for 5 minutes, walk for 3 minutes. You feel better. You're fine. You can keep going. That is the worst situation that will ever happen. And that's only ever happened to me like 3 times. Seriously, like 3 times. Now, I will say if it seems like a lot of girls aren't interested, or maybe most girls that you hit on say like, I'm sorry, I have a boyfriend, it's time to improve your looks. So losing weight, hitting the gym, improving your style, grooming better, getting a haircut, whitening your teeth, like all that kind of, you do like little bits of these things and you will slowly improve yourself over time. You don't need to like you don't need to turn yourself into an absolute fucking Greek god, but you do have to look above average or well above average. That makes this shit 10 million times easier. Hit me up. I've got a package tailored just for like improving your looks. So I analyze where you're at in terms of appearance. I give you a plan moving forward. If you've never gone to the gym or you need to lose weight, I can fucking help you with that. I will give you a plan on dieting, on what workouts to do. I'll give you a style guide. I will help you take better Tinder pictures. I'll keep you accountable. I will give you free follow-up sessions for the next 2 months afterwards to keep you on track, like all that kind of shit. I will make sure that you absolutely get your shit together and improve your looks. Don't forget that I myself started out as a complete fucking mess. Like I was an obese piece of shit. I was like 104 kilos. So I was 77 pounds heavier than I am right now with no muscle. So probably even like heavier than that. I lost a fuck ton of fat. And if I can get my shit together, because I really was a mess, if I can get my shit together, you absolutely can too. So hit me up for that. If you want coaching, you want me to kick your ass into gear, I will absolutely fucking kick your ass into gear. But do not message me unless you're serious. If you're serious, go to theinnerwinnershow.com/contact. Send me a message. We'll hook that up. I absolutely guarantee I'll kick your ass into gear. Absolutely guaranteed, or I'll give you fucking money back. So yeah, improve your looks. You should be improving your looks anyway, but especially if you're getting a lot of girls who are just like not that interested. But you will find once you get your looks to above average or well above average, most girls will be ridiculously nice to you. And even if you don't look above average, most girls will be fucking nice to you anyway. They won't be interested in you. You'll get a lot more like, no, I'm not interested, or no, I have a boyfriend. But girls aren't going to blow you out. Girls are just fucking nice people above all else. Most people are nice people, but especially girls. Their main prerogative, like I said, is to not hurt anyone's feelings, to be agreeable, to be nice. I will leave you with one funny story that happened. It wasn't even a bad reaction, but when you hit on enough girls, you get some like funny stories like this. There was this one girl that I hit on. It was outside like a university. We're chatting, we're vibing, you know, she's into me, it's great. And then this woman comes like running over in the middle and like basically like stands in between the two of us. And she turns to the girl, like, so her back, this woman's back is to me, like rude as hell, and turns to the girl and says, "Are you okay, honey? Is everything okay?" And I'm like, wait, what's going on here? Like, what? And the girl's like kind of confused, and she's like, "Yeah, I'm okay, thank you. Like, why?" And the woman just says, like, again, her back is to me. How fucking rude is this? Her back is to me the whole time. And she's like, "Okay, honey, you just let me know if anything's going wrong and if anyone is harassing you." And I was like, "You passive aggressive piece of shit. What do you mean if anyone is harassing you? Do you mean if I am harassing her? What do you mean anyone? Say what you mean. If you think that I am harassing this girl, come over to me and say to my fucking face, I think you're harassing her, or are you harassing her, or what are you doing?" That cracked me the fuck up anyway. And then that woman leaves because the girl kind of like wanted her to leave. The girl was uncomfortable too. The girl was like as confused and uncomfortable as me. And so the woman leaves, and then I'm like, that was so fucking weird. And the girl's like, "Yeah, I know, I'm so confused." And then asked for a number. She had a boyfriend, or she wasn't interested or whatever. But like that, that... It's funny because I was out with mates at that time, and one of them comes over and he's like, "Bro, what was that fucking woman? Was that like her mother or some shit?" And I'm like, "I don't even know what just happened, dude. I think I just got white knighted by a fucking feminist or some shit. Like, I think I got cock blocked and white knighted by this weird fucking woman who, that was the weirdest shit ever." But like, that's what I mean. That's going to be like one of your worst reactions, like the worst situation that will ever happen. And that's not bad at all. That's fucking funny. It's fucking stupid and weird, but that's like the worst thing that will ever happen. I promise you that nobody cares that you're hitting on girls. Nobody's going to call the fucking police or something. I've had guys give me that as a weird fear. They're like, "But what if someone calls the police?" And it's like, what? And says that you were talking to girls and saying hello to girls and giving them compliments. Oh, wow. You're going to jail for that, fuckhead. So don't freak out over this shit. Don't overthink this shit, I should say. Just go out there. Talk to some girls. I promise you, most girls are sweethearts. You will get 10 million positive reactions. And you will find, once you talk to enough girls, it kind of becomes a self-perpetuating, as in like you will get motivation and positive feedback from the girls, which will make you want to go and hit on more girls. Yes, you'll get some like not negative reactions, but just times where they kind of ignore you, or they're just not interested, or they're giving you one word answers. And yeah, that will make you feel a little fucking embarrassed. But you will find that most girls are like, "Oh my God, thank you for hitting on me. Thank you so much for telling me I'm cute. That's so sweet of you. Thank you for saying that. But I have a boyfriend, but thank you." That gives you positive feedback to go out there and do more. Because I think guys focus on the fear of rejection and they go like, "But what if I get blown out?" Instead, you need to ask the opposite question and say, "Well, what if girls give me compliments? Or what if girls encourage me? Or what if girls make me feel good for hitting on them?" Why are you focusing on just the negative? You're not even remotely considering the fact that there will be a lot of positive reactions from this. You will get a lot of encouragement. A lot of girls will want you to hit on them and will tell you that you should go and hit on other girls. In the future, I'm going to tell a few of my other cold approach stories, day game stories, whatever you want to call them, from girls that I've, like cool girls I've hit on, cool girls I've had sex with, all that. I've got some hilarious fucking stories. I got some great stories. So I'll go through those in the future, in a future podcast. Let's sum it up and say, don't stress yourself over possible rejections. I promise you the vast majority of girls are absolute sweethearts. They really fucking are. And again, if you are getting blown out a lot of girls are rejecting you and it's not kind of working out, hit me up. Seriously, send me a fucking message. We will sit down. I'll give you the fucking package. I will kick your ass into gear. I will absolutely, I fucking promise you, get you to a point where you don't get blown out that much. That's absolutely, I've seen guys go from like every girl rejects them because they're being weird or they just don't look good or whatever. I've seen those guys go to like, okay, most girls that I hit on are fucking nice to me. And a bunch of them give me a number. Like 1 in 5 girls they hit on gives them a number, shit like that. It's absolutely, I promise you, no matter where you're at, you can improve yourself. Hit me up. I'll help. Adios, motherfuckers.